Hey fans, welcome into another edition of Hail and Hog Talk. My name is Jake Kring Schreifels of Redskins.com, and I am pleased to be joined this week by Redskins wide receiver Maurice Harris. Maurice, how you doing, man?
Doing good today.
So this is kind of the dead period of the offseason, obviously. How have you been enjoying your last month or so without football?
I've just been taking some time off, letting my body rest a little bit, and just relaxing for at least the first couple weeks, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, and then just kind of slowly doing things to get my body, you know, back in shape and just kind of being active lately. So that's the process I'm in now.
So this is actually pretty nice for you. This is the first off season in a while, or at least time that you've had in a while to actually just decompress, right?
Yeah. So, you know, from college and it goes all the way through, you don't really get a break. So, yeah, this is the first, you know, real break that I've had, and my body's appreciating it a lot right now. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Have you had a chance to just kind of think about what you accomplished this season and look back at all on what you did?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you take the time. You have a lot of free time just to think, you know, all the stuff that happened kind of goes by fast. But, yeah, I reflected on the last, you know, half a year that went by. So I've been had a chance to look at that and just reflect to see, you know, everything that happened. So it's pretty good.
Yeah. What would you say one of your biggest takeaways was from the season? I know this is a pretty exciting jump in the middle of the year. You get to the active roster. What was your biggest takeaway?
Honestly, just the experience, you know, being from going from practice squad to being activated and being able to play and stuff. I was just thankful for that, for the opportunity. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot. You know, I think it was a big learning year for me, so I'm glad I got that chance.
This might be a cliche, but did you have or did you feel like you had a rookie moment at all in the last season that kind of woke you up to what the NFL was about?
Yeah, I guess, like, you know, that first game that I actually was able to get in, the Detroit game, just that first play is just like, you know, everything just seems like it's in slow motion. It's crazy. But, yeah, that moment I realized, like, yeah, this is the NFL. So, but after that, you know, I had a few different moments, but it was good.
Yeah, I know that probably one of the biggest plays you had was that first down catch against the Packers that kind of led to that first touchdown drive. Mm-hmm. What do you remember about that game, that Sunday night experience?
Oh, that was a great night. You know, we had a lot of big plays, but that particular play, I remember it, you know, just going in and I seen the defenders just kind of standing there, and I just like, oh man, this is my chance. And I kind of had a feeling the ball was going to come to me. I ran my route and I caught it, and I was just excited, you know, to get the first down because I knew it was, you know, third down. So to keep the chains moving, that was a good thing.
Yeah, third down conversions, I think Kirk Cousins appreciates that. Did you feel like you got a better rapport with him even in those first few games when you were playing?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, the more time you play and the connection we have together, so that was a good thing, you know, us connecting and him throwing me the ball and me catching it. So that's how I made sure I catch the ball every time he threw it. So yeah, that was my big thing.
Yeah. As you kind of progressed, I mean, it was you and Kendall Thompson that were kind of holding it down on the practice squad for a while. Did you guys kind of talk throughout the season about, you know, just staying steady and continuing to grind throughout?
Yeah, me and Kendall kept close just every day, just learning, you know, from the older guys, Pierre, D-Jack. Each day just trying to get better and, you know, communicating and everything, you know, just talking about everything that that we need to work on and all the stuff that we learned. So, yeah, me and Kendall had a good relationship.
Yeah. We'll have more with Maurice Harris on the next segment of Hail and Hog Talk. Thanks for watching.